Seder Snippets is sponsored by Renee and Jack Nussbaum, Ilanishmas Adol Bas Yehuda Tzvi. We introduce the section of Vayosha Hashem, which itself is an introduction to the conclusion of Psukei Dezimra with the Shira, the song we sing, the celebration of the splitting of the sea. As we mentioned, when we do so with joy each and every day, the Sefer Charedim tells us we will be forgiven, that we too are supposed to tap into that notion of Shira, to spontaneously burst out in song, recognizing Hashem's role and His guidance within our lives. Vayosha Hashem bayom ahu es Yisrael miyad Mitzrayim. Hashem on that day saved us from the hands of Mitzrayim. Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim es asfas hayam. And the Jewish people saw the Egyptians had died on the edge of the sea. There are so many questions to ask. This pasuk so familiar to us, both from the Torah and obviously from our recitation daily, has so many questions. Why the word Vayosha, He saved us, rather than Vayazor, He helped us? What do we mean by Yom Hahu on that day? Why do we call it Mitzrayim? Shouldn't it be that God saved us from the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians? What does it mean He saved us from Egypt, not the Egyptians? And what does it mean the Jewish people saw the Egyptians die on the other side of the sea? Didn't they see them drown in the sea? Isn't that the wrong geographic location? Many, many questions. And I want to suggest to you my own thought. Why does it say Mitzrayim, not Mitzrayim? Why does it say the Jewish people were saved? We were saved from Egypt rather than from the Egyptians. And perhaps the answer is, it wasn't the Egyptians themselves. It wasn't the nation of the people, the oppressors or the persecutors. It was the culture. It was the mentality. It was the attitude. It was our feeling subservient and having a mindset of the oppressed, of victimhood, that drowned that day, and that we were able to move past, to transcend, to liberate ourselves, to be liberated from. Vayosha Hashem, Hashem saved us. Bayom Ahu, the Malbim points out that the words Bayom Ahu mean that that was the last day they would contend with the Mitzrim. They thought it was over after the 10 plagues, and yet they were chased again. So that Bayom Ahu meant the Jews could turn around, and they weren't going to spend the rest of their times looking over their shoulder, fearful and worried the Egyptians would emerge once again, but rather Bayom Yomahu, that day was the last day. It was the end of the tyranny of the Egyptians, but not only of the Egyptians proper, of those people, but really of Egypt. You see, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the story of our salvation, of our being taken out of Egypt, is not just our being taken out of Egypt, but is as much about Egypt being taken out of us. If we still felt connected and attached to that way of life and that culture, to that attitude, to that mentality, if we still felt subservient, if we still felt victims, then the rest of our lives, it would continue to influence who we are. That day, Vayosha Hashem, Hashem saved us by seeing not only the Egyptians, the people, but by seeing Egypt, Miyad Mitzrayim, Egypt and all of its paganism, Egypt and all of its superstition, Egypt and all of its moral corruption and decadence, it drowned in the sea that day. It wasn't just the people. It was the ideology, the philosophy, and what they stood for. Bayom Ahu, the Malbim says it was the last day they would contend. And I would suggest maybe that's why it says Miyad Mitzrayim, from the hands of Egypt and not from the hands of the Egyptians. Why does it say Vayosha, not Vayazor? The Sefer Ha'aros HaTfila points out that the word Moshiach means that Hashem did everything. Vayazor means He helped. There was initiative on our part. There's a partnership. It was a collaboration and it was a synergy. But the word Vayosha, God is the Moshiach, it means that He exclusively, He singularly did everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who saved us on that day. Yes, Nachshon ben Aminadav needed the courage to step into the sea so it would split. But as we turned around and observed our former oppressors drowning, as we were able to move on and detach and be liberated, not only from the Mitzrayim, but from Mitzrayim, not only from the Egyptians, but from Egypt, we turned to Hashem with the recognition and appreciation that it all came from Him. Why does it say, Meis Asfas Hayam? They died on the edge, on the border, on the beach of the sea. It wasn't. They drowned in the sea. So Rashi explains, because as the Jews climbed out on one side, they might have thought to themselves, what if the Egyptians climbed out on the opposite side? Just as we made it through and emerged, maybe they survived. Maybe somehow they have emerged on the other side. And if they're still alive, if they've survived, they can still come out of after us. Remember that part of this experience was not only to take the Jews out of Egypt, but to take Egypt out of the Jews. And they needed to sever that connection, that relationship. To do so, Meis Asfas Hayam, they had to see the opposite side and know that no one came out alive. Egypt and the Egyptians, their dreams, their ideology, they drowned in the sea that day, by Yom Ahu. It was the end, and we were able to move on past it, and we continue to move on today. The second pasuk of these two psukim that we read as an introduction to Az Yashir. The Jewish people saw God's outstretched hand that day. Everything he had done in Egypt. Again, not to the Egyptians, but in Egypt. Vayiru means they had awe, reverence, fear. Vayaminu, they believed Bashem uve Moshe Avdo. So only now they believe in Hashem. 10 plagues, they're the beneficiaries, they're the witnesses to 10 incredible plagues where God suspended the rules of nature and brought 10 plagues down. And only now, Vayaminu Bashem, it took until now for them to have faith. Number one. Number two, what do you mean uve Moshe Avdo? They had faith in Moshe as if, God forbid, we are putting Moshe on par with Hashem in the same sense. Vayaminu Bashem, they had faith in Hashem and faith in Moshe. What does that mean? And how could that be? Please, God, will continue to address these two questions in the second pasuk of Vayosha tomorrow.